there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My guest this week is a young woman with boundless energy, a huge heart, and a passion for helping others. Ashley Nevison is a high school junior from Kentucky who started a nonprofit called Sergeant's Army, which provides toiletry kits and outerwear for people experiencing homelessness and living marginally, especially our honored veterans. She's also a six-time children's book author who donates 100% of the proceeds from her books back to her nonprofit. She does all of this while keeping up with her busy academic schedule, competing in pageants, and reading to children in local schools. I hope Ashley's enthusiasm inspires you to find your passion through meaningful service to others. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ashley. And I just want to say that I've been trying to get Ashley on the program here for like years, I think, since the very beginning. So I'm so delighted to finally meet her in person. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing really good. I'm so excited to be here and kind of share what I do and just get to meet you virtually.
Absolutely. It's so great. So why don't you start from the beginning here? Tell us all about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all those good things. And then tell us all about your projects, all about your journey. Start from the very beginning.
Yeah. So hi, everyone. My name is Ashley Nevison. I am a 17-year-old junior at DuPont Manual High School in Louisville, Kentucky. I have this amazing nonprofit called Sergeant's Army that I started in 2018 after my cat, Sergeant, unfortunately passed away with cancer. I wanted to do something to keep his memory alive because I don't know if any of the viewers have a favorite animal, but he was by far my favorite animal. And when he passed, I wanted to just keep his memory alive. And little 8-year-old Ashley thought it would be an amazing idea to sew cat toys and dog toys for him. So I donated those to the Humane Society in my area. And then we all know COVID came along and the world went crazy. So I started creating these cat toys that are toilet paper rolls because I hoard a toilet paper, and I'm pretty sure we all hoard a toilet paper. And I had these toilet paper rolls flowing out of my ears, and I was like, I'm going to do something with it. So I made cat toys, and then I got into sewing masks. And that was kind of the tipping point in my volunteerism journey, because getting into sewing masks got me into helping the homeless population. One of my friends in Arizona actually recommended me for this organization to donate to them. And little did I know that that was going to take me into the direction I wanted to go with Sergeant's Army. So I donated roughly 100, 200 masks to a homeless outreach program. And I saw the need for hygiene items in Arizona. Any of the viewers out there, if you don't know how bad Arizona weather is, it is horrible in the summer. It's 120 in the shade and you just feel like your skin is melting off. And I couldn't realize how hard the homeless population must have it if they don't have running water, any way to get clean in the summer, because I sweat like a crazy person when I just go outside for a run, and I wanted to do something to make sure everybody felt clean and safe and sanitary. So I applied for 501c3 status, got it, which is amazing. And then Sergeant's Army kind of took its turn, and now I focus on providing hygiene hope bags to the less fortunate across the world. I'm actually in 13 states, and I've hit every county in Kentucky, which is 120 for those who don't know, so a lot of counties, a lot of driving, but I love each and every day that I get to volunteer, and I just hope that my message is spread to as many people as possible, and I continue to inspire people, which is kind of cool.
That's amazing. What a fantastic story. Okay, so I have a lot of questions. So yes. start with, take me through, you said you connected with somebody in Arizona and that person actually shared about the weather out there and the need for sunscreen and all of those good things. So if you're doing a hygiene bag program, how do you get them to the folks in other states and other places? Or do you have ambassadors who sort of do that work for you? I love that you sort of found your calling not in your own home state almost. You know, you saw something in people in need in another state and you looked to that. So how did this all come together? So logistically, how does it work?
So I actually lived in Arizona for 15 years before I moved out to Kentucky.
I see.
So it all started in Arizona. So I forgot to clarify that. That's I completely forget that I'm in like a completely other state on the other side of the country. So my efforts did start in Arizona and the surrounding states. I would like drive with my parents. Obviously, we love a good road trip in the Nevison household. So we would drive to the surrounding states. And the girl who recommended me was actually one of my pageant sisters. So I'm also in pageants. I'll volunteer and Gim am a pageant title holder. So we were in the same system and she was like, hey, I think you'd be really good. This would be a good organization for you to connect with. And the flower just kind of blossomed and we made magic happen. And then when I moved out to Kentucky, I've donated to now the surrounding areas. But speaking about ambassadors, I really want to look into getting them. I think it'd be a pretty cool opportunity because I am getting older and getting into college in a few years. So going into college, I know that I might not have as much time on my hands. So any listeners out there who want to be an ambassador for Sergeants Army, feel free to contact me. You can just visit the website, sergeantsarmy.org. Message me. It's all pretty much on there. But yeah.
Awesome. And tell me about the bags themselves and how do you purchase or get donations of the items that go into the bags? Because, you know, these hygiene kits are filled with things that actually cost kind of a lot of money. Even those little travel sizes, sometimes those cost even more. So yeah. Tell me more about that piece.
Yeah, so with 501c3 status, I am able to use a big supplier company. So they're this supplier company that pretty much gives hospitals all the tiny shampoo bottles that they get for not cheap, but a lot less than what you would buy them from like a Costco. So I get hundreds of them in a box. Each time I get a donation, they come on a crate. So whenever the truck comes down the street in our house, I'm like, oh, that's my stuff for my nonprofit. Right. This is my deliveries here, which is pretty cool because I can identify when my stuff's going to get here. But I purchase large quantities and then I have packing parties, which pretty much are my volunteers or I will go to my volunteers and they will pack my items in a bag. And some of the time I will give them the items to go donate, but most of the time I take them and I then give them to my contacts.
Got it. And then that was going to be my next question. So do you give them out directly to people experiencing homelessness? I'm sure you do when you see that kind of a person in need, but do you have organizations, nonprofits that you work with that you can donate, you know, boxes of them and then they are going to distribute? So how does that piece work?
So I actually will only give the homeless the hygiene hope bags to the organization. I've found that it's a lot easier to distribute to them, to the people who know who need them exactly. And recently I've gotten into giving back to domestic violence shelters, foster care, schools. I was very surprised with that one, actually. I did not think schools needed hygiene hope bags, but they do. So I'm in that area of giving back. There's a lot of different groups that I give back to, but it started off as homeless and they will always go to the organization, then the organization will distribute.
The distribution. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think the thing about this is the issue of dignity, right? So you mentioned schools. I have friends who are school teachers here in New York City. We have, you know, over 200,000 students in the public school system who are homeless, who live in the shelter system, which is really extraordinary and horrible. And we need to work on that. But, you know, you're raising a good point that when a child comes to school and if their basic hygiene needs have not been met, you know, other kids might make fun of them. They might not feel great about themselves. And so to discreetly be able to give those to teachers or other folks in the administration of a school who can sort of give them to a child in need without making a big fuss, you know, and just, you know, handing it to them in a way that is, you know, retains their dignity so they can go wash or go brush teeth or whatever. Like that is so critically important. And as you know, the public school systems don't have the funds to provide these things for themselves. So who's going to do it? The teacher's going to do it. The teacher's going to take money out of their own pocket and go and buy this stuff for the kids. And that's, we ask too much of our teachers as it is. So I just love that you have this. Well, tell me, you know, you're so positive and so energetic, and that's so amazing. I wonder if you have encountered any challenges or struggles in this work, any people that have sort of put up a roadblock and how you've handled that. I think it's important for our listeners to hear that it's not all sunshine and roses all the time.
Absolutely not.
And so tell me a little bit about the ways that if you've experienced those things, how you've overcome them.
Oh yeah, there have been so many times where I've experienced hardships. First off, getting money was very difficult. I'm so proud that over the last 4 years, I'm able to say I've raised $129,000 to continue my mission, but it is not always sunshine and roses. I've gotten more no's than I have yeses, which is, I mean, it comes with the business. It comes with the trade. You have to get those no's to get those yeses. And I've gotten so many bigger grants because of the no's and I didn't stop trying. So I really have learned how to write a grant application. That was something I had to learn. But also, I think the biggest one is having adults take me seriously. A lot of adults don't really understand that, yes, I'm 17 and yes, I can change the world. I've had to tell myself that. I know adults are like, oh, she's a minor. She can't do this. There's no way she can. And I'm like, well, yes, I can. And I'm living proof you can. So that's what I try and teach kids. I'm actually a 5-time children's book author. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, I didn't. That's amazing. Tell me more about that.
So in my children's books, I write about these issues that kids face on a daily basis. And I'm always trying to teach the kids that I go and speak to how they can be change makers and how they can overcome the stigma of adults not respecting them in the volunteer world. So I've kind of learned from how I've been treated, and I'm hoping to change the stigma for the next generations to come and just continuing to change adults' minds that teens sometimes are making more impact than adults.
Absolutely.
I like to say that all the time.
But 100%.
We couldn't do it without the adults, which I think is very important for everyone to really understand.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, this is what this podcast is all about, right? You've basically written the motto for my podcast, which is you can do something. You can make a difference. You can change things if it's for one person. And in this case, it's for many more people that you are affecting. But yes, I think that adults don't think that kids have the capacity or that they're not going to see it through, that they're not really truly passionate about it. And this podcast is here to prove to everyone that that is not true. So I really appreciate that message. Can you go back and just tell us, how did you raise all of that money? So what kind of fundraising have you done? I think that's a really important piece.
Yeah, so it has mainly been through grants from larger corporations. Lot of Walmart grants, a lot of Hershey grants, those big companies that have a lot of money, they also have a lot of scholarships and grants that they give out. So I've applied to a bunch of them and thankfully I've gotten a lot of them, which is really amazing. I've gotten a lot of my money from Divvy Up, the sock brand. I learned when I was starting my giving back to the homeless population that socks are actually the number one requested
yes.
item.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that because I thought it would have been food, but it's socks. So I partner with Divvy Up and they will send me socks. So those are also in the money that I've raised. Even though they're not a monetary donation, they still are such a huge impact because I couldn't purchase the socks
Absolutely.
For the price that they are. And they're such an amazing quality. So
yeah.
If anyone from Divvy Up is listening, thank you guys so much.
Well, but you really, you hit on something super important about social entrepreneurship and about these organizations that have a conscience, right? That have a social impact mission as part of their mission. So if you sell something, that some portion of the proceeds is going to go back to charity. So Bombas is another sock company. There's, water bottle companies. There are lots of companies where they do well by doing good. And I have always advocated for teens to really be smart consumers in that regard. If you care about helping other people, if you care about the world, and you have two choices to purchase something, and all things being equal, you can choose the one that's going to give something back to others. Choose the one that's giving back because that's a company that you want to support, right? Because they're a company that has a moral compass, right? So I love that you said that. And good for you for pursuing these organizations that clearly have the money and the means and the resources and can sell you things in bulk or can donate things to you or these big grants. Clearly, that's the way to raise big money, which is what you have done. And it's not, you can't possibly do this type of a project on any scale without a lot of money.
Exactly. And the nice thing that I've really learned from these larger corporations is, like you said, when you have these two options, pick the company that's going to give back. So in my books, the amazing thing that I get to do, since I write children's books and am the publisher, I actually donate all of my money back to my nonprofit because one book sold is equal to one hope bag. And the way I see it, I don't need the benefit more than the people who need the hygiene bag. So I will donate all the money I get from my book sales on Amazon every single day of the week, because it just gives me the opportunity to help another hand in the world.
Absolutely. And again, people are going to want to buy your book because of that mission, right? There are lots of nice books out there for kids, and maybe even books about giving back and stuff. But if they know that buying your book is going to help somebody else, they're going to be more inclined to do it. Well, Ashley, I don't know. You seem like kind of you are embodying all of the wonderful things that I love to talk about on this podcast: social entrepreneurship and having a purpose and a passion and getting mentors and adults to pay attention and to want to work collaboratively with you. All of the good things. This is really incredible. I'm just wishing you the best of luck. I just love your energy and your enthusiasm around this work. We just need so many more people like you in this world. Can you tell everybody again? I know you mentioned your website. So tell us your website. Tell us the, you know, the names of your books so they can find them on Amazon, your social media, all of that good stuff, so people can follow and learn more and reach out to you.
Absolutely. So my website, most everything's on the website, but that will be www.sergeantsarmy.org. And you're probably going to think it's the sergeant, like in the military sergeant. It's actually spelled the European way. So it's S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T-S. So just type that in. If you type any other way, it'll still pop up. But that's the website. The Instagram, same way of spelling. And if you want to keep up with everything I do, that is my books. I actually have a podcast as well. So that's also on there. My nonprofit, that's It's Ashley Nevison. That's pretty much, oh, and my books. If you type my name in on Amazon, all five of them will show up. And actually, I have my sixth one coming out in a few short months. So that's probably the easier way to find me, but just type in my name and everything should pop up.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Ashley. This has been such a wonderful conversation. I cannot wait to follow your journey. I am just really so impressed. And you give me hope, really. It's just wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time talking to you.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.